a drawn kick. Hepburn for three. Left corner, money. Chucky Hepburn with a triple. 74-68, Iowa.
They're going to allow you to get back in this. You just got to get stops.
6:40 remaining. Here's Tony Perkins. High screen Freeman. Perkins, top of the circle. Flips to Josh Dix at the left point. Dix against Max Klesmit. Dix on the right hand, dribble to the right elbow. He'll toss it to Price Sanford off the left wing. Bobbled it, got it back, lost it. Hepburn gets the steal. Here comes Chucky. Hits the brakes, left side on the wing. Trying to back down on Tony Perkins. Hepburn backing, mid-post, turns low on the left, pushed it up. No, but a foul. And Hepburn back at the foul line for two shots. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Chucky Hepburn shooting two with the Badgers down six. First free throw rattles home for Hepburn. It's Tyler Wall with those four fouls back in for Marcus Ilver. Haji Dembele will come back in for the Hawkeyes, in for Price Sanford. 74-69 Iowa, 6 minutes and 13 seconds remaining. Hepburn with 15 points this afternoon. Make it 16 as he hits both free throws, and the Badgers are within four. 74-70 Iowa, 6 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Josh Dix out front. Going to McCaffrey at the top of the circle. McCaffrey against A.J. Store. Bounce pass to Mbele. Mbele right of the wheel, 12 on the shot clock. Dembele scoops it to Perkins. Wheels around the Dembele screen. Jump stop in the lane. Off balance shot. Wide left. Rebound. Gathered by Steven Crowell. 5:45 remaining. 74-70 Iowa. Max Klesmit up the floor. Using screens from Wall and Crowell. A throw back to Crowell. Fakes the three. Steps up. Throwing to Max. Turns it to Hepburn. Three ball. Left pocket. Off the rim. No good. Rebound Josh Dix. Outlet right to Perkins. Busting up the floor for the Hawkeyes. Throwing to McCaffrey. He'll gather in the right corner. And Patrick McCaffrey up top. Left-hand dribble. Left of the lane. The fadeaway is off the back of the rim. No good. Hepburn the rebound. But Josh Dix back. Here comes Chuck to the line. Down the lane to the rim. Runs it up. No. Rebound loose. A scramble for it. Iowa digs it out. It's looped ahead to Tony Perkins. At the top around a Freeman screen. He lost it. Hepburn with the steal. With 5 minutes to play. 74-70 Iowa.
Slow down.
Tyler Wall hands off to A.J. Store. Feeds Crowell. Top of the circle. A handoff to Max Klesmit, who surveys the Iowa defense. Freeman is out on Max right now. Klesmit rocks the dribble. 10 on the shot clock. Now Klesmit drives the lane. Shot up, and that's deflected away. Rebound knocked loose by Wall, and now Klesmit reaches in and fouls Owen Freeman, who spiked it and just got teched. Owen Freeman spiked the basketball. It got the attention of the Badger coaches and Max Klesmit, and most importantly, Bill Eck. And Freeman has just been teed up. It's the letter of the law, Butchie.
It's the letter of the law.
I hate the rule.
Like
I hate the rule.
I do too. And even though it benefits Wisconsin, for the game itself, the game of college basketball, it's an emotional game.
Yes, it is.
Right? Yeah. But it's the right call.
It is. No, they're doing what they're instructed to do.
Absolutely.
Yep. Chucky Hepburn will step to the free throw line. 4 minutes and 39 seconds to play, 74-70 Iowa.
That goes back to the goaltending call that was called. And then Steve Crowell gets his rebound. He could have scored, but those points are taken off the board.
Hepburn's free throw rolls off the right side iron, no good. One more technical free throw coming up for Hepburn, who has 16 points today. He's 3 of 5 at the foul line. And that free throw is no good. And that gets them riled up here in Iowa City. And the Badgers are leaving some meat on the bone now at the foul line. 17 out of 25. Meanwhile, Iowa's 21 of 24. And Owen Freeman, who was fouled by Max Klesmit before Freeman spiked the ball, he'll be at the line for two shots because Iowa's in the double bonus.
And we both don't like the rule.
No.
But he did slam the thing.
Oh, he did. He spiked
high.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that thing went as high as the shot clock.
Free throw, and that's no good for Freeman. Yeah, by the letter of the law, it was an easy call.
Yes.
We're not...
that thing went as high as the shot clock.
But we're talking about a rule we don't like that in the moment favored Wisconsin. Unfortunately, both free throws were off target. Freeman's second free throw, and that's no good. Rebound, Klesman.
Called it a wash.
So all of that, Count it, and a foul. Store flashing to the cup for the and one. Josh Dix with the foul. And the Badgers are within two with 4:22 remaining.
What a great read by both players involved. Great pass, AJ, great cut.
Nolan Winter comes out. Stephen Crow is in. 74-72 Iowa. Peyton Sanford's Ben Cricky re-enter. McCaffrey and Dembele will come out. Now AJ Storr at the free throw line. He has 19 points here today. Free throw is airborne, and that's short. And the rebound of Freeman. And the Badgers are just dried up at the foul line here. Here's Peyton Sanford outside left, 4:15 to play, 74-72 Iowa. Dix outside left against Storr. On the right-hand dribble off the Freeman screen. In the lane, stops left lane line, bounces to Freeman. Baseline left, 10 to shoot. Freeman moving in on Crow. The double from Wall. Kick out Ben Cricky. Mid-post left. Feeds Perkins on the left side. 5 to shoot. Perkins versus Wall. 3 in the air. Left corner. Off the rim, no good. Rebound tapped from Storr to Hepburn. 3:50 to play. 74-72. Iowa leads Wisconsin. Hepburn off screens from Wall and Crow. Chucky outside right. Chucky on the attack. Slips it inside. Caught by Wall. Kick out to Crow. Feeds Klesman at the left point. Goes into Wall. Left of the lane. 13 to shoot. Wall backing on Cricky. Wall still backs. Squeezes through a double team. Up right hand. No good. Rebound Owen Freeman of Iowa. 3:25 to play. Here's Perkins in the lane. Kicks it to Sanford for three. Right side. Off the rim. No good. Rebound Hepburn. Lead feed to Max Klesman. Down the lane. Layup. Blocked by Perkins. That's a goaltend. And I don't think that's one that they would overturn. Basket counts. And this bad boy is tied at 74. Buckle up. We'll take a break. Coach Young Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. They'll take a look as we go to a commercial break. So we'll just be cautious and say with 3 minutes and 16 seconds to play at the moment, it's Iowa 74, Wisconsin 74. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Race to savings right now at Menards. Get the comfort and support you'd expect from a new mattress with Serta. Find the perfect mattress that fits your size and firmness needs. The Serta Perfect Sleeper Sarlington mattress provides cool contouring comfort and relief from pressure points. Don't sleep on this deal and pick up a queen today for $739 at Menards. Price is good through February 18th. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Time to pick today's Old Dominion best in the game. The 1-5 doing some work for Wisconsin here today. Chucky Hepburn, 16 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists in this game. And Stephen Crow, member of the 1,000-point club now at Wisconsin, 20 points for him today, 6 rebounds, 9 of 11 at the foul line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. 9-point Badgers run, 3:16 to play. Badgers and Hawkeyes tied at 74.
When we talk about if they were in a guard right now, they have not allowed Iowa to score over the last 3 minutes and 50 seconds.
And that doesn't happen all that often with Iowa basketball, a team that averages better than 83 points a game. Badgers have Hepburn, Wall, Storr, Klesman, and Crowell on the floor. Ben Cricke will inbound to Tony Perkins, who's out there with Peyton Sanford, Owen Freeman, along with Josh Dix. Perkins up the middle to the front court. Bounce pass Cricke, gets it back to Perkins. Wheels around the screen for Freeman. Stops in the lane, goes into Freeman. Low on the left, one pump, first layup, good. Oh, Freeman with two more, 76-74 Iowa, 2:55 remaining. 20 points for Owen Freeman here this afternoon. Klesman throwing to Crowell, right of the circle. Gets it back to Max, turning down the screen from Crowell. Now Tyler Wall, left of the lane, cuts in the paint, couple of pumps, throws it up, back rim no, rebound tap, scramble four, bodies crash. Klesman loops it into Crowell, goes up and gets it, feeds Chucky, shot fake from three. Clock at 12. Hepburn to the right side. Chucky off the wing. In the lane. Bounce pass for Crowell. Deflected back out to Hepburn. 7 to shoot. Hepburn the paint. Fadeaway 10-footer is good for Hepburn. We're tied at 76.
That is the Chucky that we love to see. We haven't seen it a lot this year, but wow.
2 minutes, 10 seconds to play. Tied at 76. Perkins up top. Glides to the left with 15 on the shot clock. Perkins around the Freeman screen. Bounce pass Freeman. Deflected it. Got there. Operates against Crowell. Shot clock at 8. Freeman kills the dribble. Hands off Peyton Sanford. Baseline left. Pivots. A throw to Cricke. Left elbow jumper. Nope. Rebound Klesman. Tip it. It's loose. Storr trying to save. It's out of bounds. It'll belong to Iowa. The new 20 on the clock for the Hawkeyes. 1:47 to play. Tied at 76.
You better strap up and rebound the basketball. Both sides. Everyone is crashing. Last minute, 47 left in this game.
And Fran McCaffrey will use a timeout. Both teams now will have 2 still available. A minute 47 remaining in regulation. Wisconsin 76, Iowa 76. Badgers led by as many as 13 in the first half. Iowa led by as many as 9 in the second.
Wisconsin defensively has been good. Areas that have come up, some offensive rebounds at Iowa. You've got to make sure you box out on this possession. You got an offensive rebound to create an extra opportunity for yourself. Chucky comes down, works, snakes dribbles into that paint to be able to get his shot off. I'm very impressed with the way that Chucky Hepburn's played today.
Yeah, this is what they're going to need the rest of this way.
There's no question.
Yep. 18 points, 7 boards for Hepburn, 20 points for Crowell. Owen Freeman with 20 points and 10 rebounds for Iowa, his 5th double-double of the season. 20 on the clock of the shot clock for Iowa, 1:47 of the game clock, tied at 76. The Hawkeyes inbounding. Baseline right. And Jeffrey Anderson bringing the officials together here. Getting some things organized. In the meantime, Tony Perkins will wait to throw the ball inbounds. What they're discussing, I can't help you.
Yeah, I can't either. I mean, we were ready to have the ball inbounds. And I don't think this is a fan base that you want to do this.
No.
I mean, Iowa nice is the correct say.
Oh, yeah.
Except for 40 minutes of a basketball
game.
Yeah,
they'll kill you with kindness before the game. They're going to call this a jump ball. Iowa has the arrow. So apparently off of both at the same time, which is interesting. But very important for Wisconsin now.
Well, it's very important. Now, I don't, like, I don't.
I would think you would review that. Maybe, because
it's under two, so I don't know why.
Yeah, like, here we go. Inbounding will be Perkins, baseline right, looking. Still looks, gets it into Owen Freeman, outside right. Here we go, a minute 45 left in regulation, tied at 76. Perkins high to the right, off the Freeman screen, working around it again to his left. To the free throw line, a shot fake, now the jumper away, no good. Got his own rebounder, Diddy. It's batted around inside. It's gathered by Wisconsin, and it comes down to Hepburn with a minute and a half to play, tied at 76. Hepburn front court left. Chucky at the top. Leaves it for Klesman. Took a look. Turned it down. Now Crowell gets it back to Max. On the attack, right lane line shot. Block. Got it back to Klesman with 12 to shoot. Klesman right wing. Bounce pass. Wall. 8 to shoot. Wall against Cricky. Shot clock down to 5. Tyler backing. Right block. Shakes. Pumps. Pumps again. Up left hand. Good for Tyler Wall. Badgers lead 78-76. 1 minute to play. Here comes Josh Dix for Iowa, down to 55 seconds. Dix up top, Freeman the screen. And another screen, left side is Dix, kills the dribble, 47 seconds left. Timeout Iowa with 47.2 to play, 18 to shoot, 78-76, Wisconsin leads Iowa. Tyler Wall with that veteran savvy. Inside, able to get that bucket. Now, Max Klesman and Jeffrey Anderson, a little discussion there.
I'll be honest. Like that, Max was walking away, and he said a couple of things to him, and then waved him off, like, I don't have time for you right now.
Yeah.
Very lucky by Max Klesman right here. Like, to me, that's a good piece of officiating by Jeffrey Anderson. Yeah. Easily could have hit him with it.
Yeah. It'll be Iowa basketball. Still one timeout available for McCaffrey. 47.2 to play, 18 to shoot. Wisconsin 78, Iowa 76. Josh Dix, front court sideline left, will inbound for the Hawkeyes. And here we go. Dix gets it inbounds to Perkins. Driving right lane line to the rim. Goes up and in a hurry. Perkins ties the game at 78. 42 seconds left in regulation. They're on their feet at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Hepburn walks into the front court on the left side. Down to 33 seconds. Hepburn looking over at Greg Gard. He will use the timeout, I believe. There it is. 28.3 to play, 14 to shoot. Gard will use a 60-second timeout here. With the Badgers and Iowa tied at 78.
I love this game. I've been a lucky man. I've had a good game Thursday. We got a good one here right now.
Doubt.
I'll tell you
no
that.
Doubt.
This is what college basketball is about. And if you're Wisconsin, you got a chance for a little bit of a gut check. Close game, execution. You didn't have that when you look at kind of that last Rutgers game, Ohio State. Like, they haven't been in a bunch of these. This is good for this team.
Yes.
This is good for this team.
On the road, sellout crowd.
You got the ball, 14 seconds left.
Now, on the shot clock.
On the shot clock, shot clock. Thank you, 28 seconds in the game. If I'm Coach Gard, the way Chucky's played, I want the ball in his hand to make a play.
Yep.
Now they've run double screens. I expect a high pick and roll here. But the way that Chucky's played down the stretch, we've seen it numerous times for Chucky. But I want Chucky to turn that corner and really attack off of that. Try to get something going to it. I don't want the step back unless it's with 1 or 2 seconds left on the shot clock.
Right.
And that's your bailout shot. Get something going downhill.
28.3 to play, 14 to shoot. Wisconsin 78, Iowa 78. Hepburn, Klesman, Storr, Wall, and Crowell on the floor. Hawkeyes at Perkins, Dix, Peyton Sanford, Ben Cricky, and Owen Freeman. A.J. Storr, front court sideline, lefts will inbound. He'll get the ball from official D.J. Karstensen, and here we go. Inbounds pass, Wall at the top, glides to the left wing. Hands it now to Hepburn. Shot clock at 8. Hepburn near half court. Shot clock at 5. Here comes Chucky. Left of the lane. Steps back. 3 in the air. In and out. No good. Rebound to Freeman with 13 seconds left. Here comes Perkins. A chance to win it for Iowa. 8 seconds left. Tied at 78. Down to 5. Perkins off the Freeman screen with 3. With 2. Throws it up. No good. Rebound tipped. We'll play 5 more minutes in Iowa City.
This is great. You know me, I'm a junkie. Let's give me another 5 minutes. That's all right.
Might as well.
Now, sideline play that they had drawn up was to get A.J. Store the ball coming off the handoff. We saw that against Nebraska.
Yeah.
Same thing, didn't have that. I would have liked to Chucky to get there. He had Tony Perkins on his hip. I know he moved the step back. I thought one more dribble might be able to get him into the paint and finish. A lot like that SMU game.
Yes.
And Fort Myers. Like, I would have rather seen that finish versus the step back. And I know I'm going way back to Fort Myers for that. But a finish like that is what I was looking for. But defensively, you knew Tony Perkins was going to drive. You knew he was going to attack. They showed bodies. They've made him go through them. They ended up cleaning it up. And we got 5 more. Buckle up. Let's have another fun 5 minutes.
So you've got Peyton Sanford with 4 fouls. Ben Cricky with 4 fouls. Tyler Wall still with the 4 fouls. Among the things to keep in mind. And now both teams have 2 timeouts available. 78-78 as we head to overtime. Wisconsin had the overtime loss in Lincoln on February 1st, their only OT game of the season. Badgers found themselves down 9 points with about 7 minutes to play, stormed back. Now we put 5 more minutes on the clock. Freeman and Crowell ready to jump center. It's overtime about to begin, and the toss and tap. It'll go to Wisconsin. And here comes Chucky Hepburn. Badgers continue to our right. Hepburn throwing to Crowell at the top of the circle. A handoff to Klesman. Max shovels it into Wall. Right block against Cricky. Quick turn. Low on the left. Layup is good on the reverse.
Simple cross screen to get the ball into the post for Tyler Wall.
80-78 Wisconsin, opening minute of overtime. Hicks walks the dribble at the edge of the center circle. He'll throw it to Peyton Sanford high on the right. A toss to Cricky at the free throw line. Moving in on Tyler Wall. A dig from Hepburn, finding the cutter. That's Perkins low on the right. Cut off by Wall. Back out to Dix. Shot clock is at 8. Dix outside right around a Freeman screen. Foul line jumper off the rim and out. No good. Rebound tipped and grabbed by Hepburn. 4:12 left in overtime. 80-78 Wisconsin. Hepburn to the front court on the left side for the Badgers. Looking off screens from Wall and Crowell. A throw to Stevie at the top. Flips to Klesman high on the left. Loops it into Wall. Left of the lane against Cricky. Single coverage. Backing is Wall. Backing. Left block. Still backing. Backs again. Turns. Goes up and in. Tyler Wall with 2 more. 82-78 Wisconsin with 3:45 left in overtime.
It's been an A.J. Store, Chucky, and Steve game. And then all of a sudden, Tyler says, I want to be part of this too.
Perkins throwing to Peyton Sanford left side. Beats Freeman. Back out to Sanford. Turns, leans, fires, hits. That is a 3. They'll review it. But a 3 at the moment. 82-81 Wisconsin on the first made 3 of the day for Sanford. And they'll stop it and review it now here, I believe. Yeah, they will. Call on the floor is a 3 to make it 82-81. 3 minutes, 21 seconds left in overtime.
And I was thinking it. I didn't say it because I said that Tony Perkins was going to have a good say. So I didn't want to say it. But Peyton Sanford has been quiet today.
From three. Yeah.
And you just look at how he's been about it. You know, he's got 16, but 1 of 4 from 3. And it felt like it's a situation where he's going to have an impact in the sand.
It is a 3. It's confirmed. So the Badgers' lead is down to 1. Raji Dembele will be checking in for Iowa. He is in for Cricky. 82-81 Wisconsin. 3 minutes, 21 seconds left in overtime. First made three of the day for Samford, but he has 16 points this afternoon. Max Klesman will inbound. He'll toss it backcourt for Hepburn. Chucky will jog it across the mid-stripe on the right side. A pass for Tyler Wall up top. Turns it to A.J. Storr. Curls off the wing. In the lane to the rim. Layup good. A.J. Storr gives Wisconsin a three-point lead. 3:05 left in overtime. 84-81 the Badgers. Josh Dix up top. Going to Dembele against Wall. Outside right. Left-hand toss Freeman. Turns it to Tony Perkins, the left point, now to Samford. Shot big from three. Dribbles into the lane. Pivots. Tough shot in traffic. Rattles out. No good. Perkins, the rebound. Got fouled by Wall. And that'll be number five on Tyler Wall. He will finish with 10 points. Well, he lasted quite a while with the four fouls. But now Greg Gard will have to turn to Carter Gilmore to come in for Wall. Tony Perkins will go to the free throw line. Two shots, both teams in the double bonus. Perkins 5 of 6 at the line. He has 15 points here today. First free throw on the way. No good. Too long. 2:46 to play, 84-81 Wisconsin. Cricky in for Dembele. Iowa 21-27 at the foul line. The Badgers are 17-26. Second free throw coming up, Perkins in the air, and that's good. 84-82 Wisconsin. 2:46 left in overtime. And here's Max Klesman walking it up for Wisconsin. Klesman front court left. Looking off a couple of screens from Gilmore and Crowell. A throw to Stevie, top of the arc. Sends it back to Klesman. Max surveys. Backs up a couple of steps, puts it on the deck, left hand in the lane, stops, needs help, fadeaway blocked by Peyton Samford, and he comes down with it for Iowa. 2:20 left in overtime, 84-82 Wisconsin. Tony Perkins will settle things down for the Hawkeyes. Out front, angles the dribble to the right side against Chucky Hepburn. Perkins, left hand hip high dribble. Flips it to Freeman. Shot clock at 10. Game clock 2:05. Josh Dix in the lane. 14-footer. Good in the tie. 84-all with a minute 58 left in overtime. Hepburn, left sideline to the front court. Looking around a Gilmore screen. A pass for Klesman. Right wing. Loops it into Crowell. Stevie right of the lane against Freeman. Backing is Crowell. Shakes. Whistle. Foul called on Freeman. And that'll be his fourth. 1:42 left in overtime. Tied at 84. And Stephen Crowell will shoot two. Crowell 9 of 11 at the foul line. 20 points today.
I like the patience by Wisconsin still to get the ball in the post.
First free throw for Big Stevie. On the, in the air and nothing but net. 85-84 Wisconsin with a minute 42 left in overtime. Second free throw for Crowell. He made the first. And he makes the second. Hits all of the rim and goes through. 86-84 Wisconsin with a minute 40 left in overtime. Josh Dix jogs to the front court. Hands off to Samford. He feeds Dix on the left wing. A pass for Freeman left of the circle. He'll toss it to Dix. 15 to shoot. Cricky left of the paint. Hands off to Samford. Digging in his Storr defensively. Samford whistle. Foul called on Storr. With a minute 23 left in overtime. The second on Storr. And two free throws coming up for Peyton Samford. He's 5 of 5 at the line today. He has 16 points. 86-84 Wisconsin. Samford gets organized. First free throw as he eyes the rim, and it's good. 86-85 Wisconsin. 1:23 left in overtime. Second free throw for the junior, Airborne. It's good. Tied at 86. 1:23 left in OT. Chucky Hepburn up the floor for the Badgers. A toss to Crowell, right wing. Goes to Gilmore. He took the Hepburn between the circles. A toss for Klezman high on the right. He'll send it to Hepburn. Great guard wants a timeout. He'll get it with 108 to play, 15 to shoot. Badgers and Hawkeyes tied at 86.
Didn't really have anything on that possession. You've got the timeouts. Use it there. And what it also does now, as we've seen a substitution, you get Nolan Winter into the game
yes.
instead of Carter Gilmore. Now I've set a little bit more offense on the floor.
A little offense, defense right now. Wisconsin still has one timeout available. Fran McCaffrey has two. Both teams in the double bonus. Possession arrow, Iowa. 108 in the game clock, 15 on the shot clock. Wisconsin 86, Iowa 86. Tyler Wall has fouled out. Three Hawkeyes have four fouls. Sanford, Cricky, and Freeman. A.J. Storr, sideline left, front court will inbound. Inbounds pass to Winter, hands it back to Storr against Josh Dix. A.J. to the rim, runs it up, no good. Rebound tip, Sanford has it. 1 minute left in overtime, tied at 86. Tony Perkins sets the table for the Hawkeyes, 53 seconds to play. Perkins, right side. On the wing, and now Sanford shooting, missing, long rebound, battled for. Hepburn has it for Wisconsin. 43 seconds left in overtime, still tied at 86. Hepburn walks the dribble through the center circle, going right to left.
They've gone double high here in the last 3 or 4 minutes. It's been what they've gone to.
15 to shoot. Hepburn up to the center circle, throws to Winter, feeds Storr, 10 to shoot. A.J., baseline right, pushed it up in traffic, blocked away. Rebound fought for, Storr has it, 4 to shoot. Whips it over across court for Klezman for 3. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound Perkins, 14 seconds left. And again, Iowa with a chance to win it. Tied at 86 in overtime. Perkins, front court left, timeout Iowa. 8.4 to play in overtime, tied at 86. And now Carter Gilmore will check back in for defensive purposes.
The emotion in this game is amazing.
It is.
We're lucky we get to do this. I'm looking at the Iowa bench. They got three assistant coaches yelling at Fran, take a timeout. He's yelling, get back. You got the assistant coaches for Wisconsin yelling, get back. You got to, like, this is what college basketball is about.
So at the end of regulation, they had Tony Perkins working himself in the lane. You figure he's going to be in attack mode, don't you?
He had. Now, what both teams have done at the end of clocks when they've had the chance to do this, they've hit the high post, and they've had the inbounder come off tight curl and go. For Wisconsin, that was A.J. Storr. Last time, it was Tony Perkins. So the first thing I'm watching is seeing who's inbounding the basketball. Look for that person to get back, especially if it's Tony Perkins. With 8.4 seconds, it's a hit, catch, rip, and go. And I'm expecting Tony Perkins to be the inbounder.
8.4 seconds left in the second overtime. Wisconsin 86, Iowa 86. The Hawkeyes have the ball with a chance to win it.
With Peyton Sanford being an outlet as a shooter.
It'll be McCaffrey throwing it in. Sideline left, front court.
But Tony Perkins now is all the way at half court. I expect this still to be a catch and get.
McCaffrey looking, throws it to Freeman, hands it to Perkins, 6 seconds left. Perkins on the drive, locked away, got it back, low on the right, pushed it up and in. 1 point through to play, Iowa takes the lead as the Badgers use a timeout as Tony Perkins able to finish inside, 88-86, Iowa. That's just a whole lot of want-to from Tony Perkins.
And instead of having him be the inbounder, what did they do? They threw it to the high post and had Tony come down with a full head of steam. You knew he was going to get the ball.
Yep. With 1.3 on the clock, the officials looking over to see if there's a need to add time. I don't think they will.
Now on this end, got to have an inbound, try to get the ball to a big around the three-point line, and you can have two shooters coming from half court pitch back. You still have a chance to have that be an option.
Tony Perkins inside for the bucket to give Iowa a two-point lead with 1.3 seconds left in overtime. Carter Gilmore will inbound. Klesman and Hepburn still in the backcourt. Storr and Winter at the other end of the floor. Patrick McCaffrey will be in the face of Gilmore. Badgers have used their final timeout. McCaffrey still has one. Gilmore will look to inbound. McCaffrey will try to disrupt. 1.3 seconds to play. Badgers down two. Rolling left is Gilmore. Now rolling to his right. Throws it inbounds. It's picked off by Sanford. And Iowa wins it in overtime. Tony Perkins with the bucket inside with 1.3 to play. And the Iowa Hawkeyes outlast Wisconsin in overtime this afternoon, 88-86.
Quiet first half for Tony Perkins. Not a quiet second half.
18 points. He had two in the first half of play. And the road struggles continue for Wisconsin. They continue for just about everybody in the Big Ten. And a tough one, to say the least, for the Badgers today as they drop to 9-6 in conference play. Final score in overtime, Iowa 88, Wisconsin 86. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Labor Day savings are here at Lowe's. Get up to an additional $1,500 off select major kitchen appliances. And save $100 off select laundry pairs priced $1,396 or more. Plus, make your big purchases easy with Lowe's Pay, our new flexible buy now, pay later payment option. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 9/6. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details. Subject to credit approval.
Walsh's Ace has a full-service small engine shop. Right now, you can get all your small engine serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Your chainsaw, snowblower, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians, giving you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale, and pickup and delivery services available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Hi, this is Taylor Hefner. Did you know that A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center is locally owned and operated? Stop in today and see my mom or Violet for all your furniture and mattress needs. We offer a variety of recliners, sofas, love seats, dining sets, bedroom sets, adjustable beds, and bedding, all at the lowest prices around. We also deliver, set up, and haul away your old. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, located in downtown Richland Center, 475-6090.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Yeah, Council.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger postgame show.
Gut punch for the Badgers here today as they came back from nine down in the second half. Both teams with opportunities at the end of regulation and in overtime. The Badgers coming up dry on both occasions. And Tony Perkins goes inside for what proved to be the game-winning bucket with 1.3 to play. He's one of four Hawkeyes in double figures as Iowa defeats Wisconsin 88-86. Just came down to Brian, not nearly enough stops, or not enough, as Iowa ends up better than 52% shooting from the floor here today.
Well, Wisconsin let him get going, and really Iowa was comfortable for the majority of the game. Wisconsin did have a three-minute stretch where they stopped him and got back in this game, gave themselves a chance. So that you like, but just longer stretches on the defensive end that you need to be locked in for. And Wisconsin got away from that time offensively. I thought you saw some good things, but again, it comes down to trying to put it all together.
Now, if you're the Badgers at 9-6, you're trying to do everything you can to finish in the top four, as it's getting very crowded in the Big Ten Conference, to say the least, right now. Illinois at 9-4, the Badgers 9-6, Northwestern and Michigan State 8-6. Now, the Badgers have tiebreakers on both of those teams. There's still, you know, a long way to go here in the season. We're five regular season games, but that's what you start looking for right now, I think, if you're Wisconsin, just trying to make sure you win as many games as you can.
Make sure you get the double bye,
right?
That's where you're at right now, and you've got to find a way to do it. And it's going to come with, and the conversation's got to start on the defensive end.
Yes.
That, like, offensively, they're going to have to figure it out as well. Now, today, they put up 86. I thought they did some really good things. I thought some of the trends that they got away from, they found a way to get going with them and get back to that. But then defensively, they didn't have it. So it's putting it all together.
Illinois, by the way, and Maryland, that game will tip off at 4:30. And then tonight in the Big Ten, the primetime game, Michigan State in Ann Arbor to take on Michigan. In overtime, Iowa defeats Wisconsin today, 88-86. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as Iowa takes down Wisconsin in overtime this afternoon, 88-86. Individual scoring. Owen Freeman has just been outstanding, and this is freshman season, an eight-time Big Ten Freshman of the Week. And he played like one here today. 20 points and 12 rebounds in this game this afternoon. Tony Perkins with 18 points. Peyton Sanford ends up with 18. Made 1-3 today. And all the rest of the damage inside the arc. He was also 7 of 7 at the free throw line. 17 points for Josh Dix. That's 10 above his average. But he's had big scoring games this season, and he adds another one here this afternoon. Going back to Freeman, by the way, he had the 20 points, the 12 rebounds. He also had 6 assists here today. Brock Harding ends up with 6 points off the bench. Ben Cricky with 4. Patrick McCaffrey with 3. And Laji Dembele ends up with 2. The Badgers had 4 in double figures, led by Stephen Crowell. 22 points, had 6 rebounds. A.J. Storr with 21 points in the game. Chucky Hepburn ended up with 18 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, and 4 steals this afternoon. 10 points for Tyler Wall before he fouled out in overtime. Nolan Winter ends up with 6. John Blackwell in his first game back after missing the previous 2 because of the hip issue. He had 4 points for Blackwell today. Max Klesmet, 4 points, 8 assists for Max here today, and 1 point for Carter Gilmore. Iowa wins it in overtime, 88-86. When we continue, we'll check out the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Sue at A Woman's Touch Painting and Decorating in Collins knows that 9/11 will never be forgotten. As Americans, we all came together as one. Let's all salute our honorable and free country as we remember those brave first responders and citizens who lost their lives to a tragic event on a date that our country will never forget. This from Sue at A Woman's Touch Painting and Decorating in Collins, providing painting and decorating expertise since 1999. Call 920-772-4500.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Council.
Postgame coverage continues from Iowa City, where the Hawkeyes defeat Wisconsin here today, 88-86. Check of the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Earlier today in the Big Ten, Nebraska put it to Penn State in Lincoln, 68-49, as the Huskers continue to just dominate on the home floor this season. Checking out games in the top 25, really the national game of the day. UConn putting it to Marquette. The Huskies lead 65-43, about 9 minutes left in that game. Other games in the top 25, number 11 South Carolina leading LSU 42-32, about 13 minutes remaining there. Late first half in Norman, where number 25 Oklahoma leads number 6 Kansas 31-23. The Jayhawks, another really good team that really can struggle on the road. Iowa State, the 10th ranked Cyclones, defeat Texas Tech 82-74. Number 15, Alabama, hangs 100 on Texas A&M, 100-75. Number 21, Virginia, in a game a little bit different than Alabama, Texas A&M. The Cavaliers get past Wake Forest, 49-47. Number 17, Creighton, goes into Indianapolis and defeats Butler, 79-57. Number 3, Houston, no trouble with Texas, 82-61. 16th ranked Dayton defeats Fordham, 78-70. Number 7, North Carolina, outscoring Virginia Tech, 96-81. Number 9, Duke, 76. Florida State, 67, and 19th-ranked BYU losing in Stillwater today as Oklahoma State defeats BYU 93-83. We mentioned the earlier Big Ten game with Nebraska winning over Penn State. You have Illinois and Maryland. That'll tip off in about 45 minutes in College Park. And then tonight, Michigan State is at Michigan. Here in Iowa City, the Hawkeyes defeat Wisconsin in overtime, 88-86. More to come as we continue with our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Elevate your ride with Wix filters for peak performance from your vehicle's engine. And you can find Wix filters at your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a weekend warrior, all the parts and accessories you'll ever need, including Wix filters, can be found at bumper-to-bumper. Or shop with ease online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. Drive with confidence and choose Wix filters at your bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. And thank you for shopping locally. Bumper-to-bumper. Service is the difference. We get it.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond. We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Sean Clary here. I have been told we need to include a younger demo in our commercials. So like your local sports teams, I thought I would bring a DJ to stay.
They're rebuilding in the house or shed.
Whoa. Maybe we need to work on that. He is right, though. Check us out at clarybuilding.com for the building of your dreams. Sean Clary out.
All right, Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as Iowa defeats the Badgers in overtime today, 88-86. Wisconsin got off to a great start, led by as many as 13 with about 8 minutes left in the first half, making practically every shot they took en route to a 35-22 lead. But Iowa got right back in it. This is a high-scoring outfit, and they pulled it within four at the half, 47-43. And then they came out popping in the second half. Tony Perkins, just 2 points in the first half. And as Brian Butch mentioned, the guy's a veteran. He's really good. And you get a little bit nervous when a guy like that doesn't play much, doesn't produce much in the first half. Guys like him tend to turn it around. And he did. Just made an impact, set a tone, if you will, early in the second half. And then it got to the point where he ended up, we fast forward to the end of overtime, he made what turned out to be the game-winning bucket in traffic inside en route to an 18-point performance here today. You look at some of the other statistics, and in games like this, there's always multiple things you can look at. Yes, Wisconsin did not get nearly enough stops against an Iowa team that with a proven ability to score, but the Badgers left meat on the bone at the free throw line, 19 of 28 at the foul line today. And there were good shooters who weren't as good as they normally are at the free throw line. An exception was Steven Crow. He had 22 points. He was 11 of 13 at the free throw line. Iowa ended up 24 of 30 from the foul line here today. The other stats in this game, Wisconsin 30 of 63 from the field, 47%, 7 of 16 from the three-point line. We mentioned the free throw shooting. Iowa ends up better than 52% from the floor, 30 of 57, 4 of 14 from the arc. They, like Wisconsin, have struggled from the three-point line in recent games. The Badgers were better today at 7 for 16. They were just 27% over the previous five. So, a little better in that category here today for Wisconsin. And the rebounding department, Iowa ends up a plus 3. Second chance points ended up 9-8 in favor of Iowa. Paint points, Wisconsin 46 points in the paint today compared to 34 for Iowa. The Badgers with 20 assists on the 30 made shots, 7 turnovers. That's a formula that, you know, it really historically guarantees a win for Wisconsin, but the defense not up to the usual standards, and against a high-scoring offense like Iowa, that can come back to get you. The Hawkeyes had 16 assists and 9 turnovers here in the game. Owen Freeman led the way for Iowa in terms of scoring with 20. He also led the way in terms of rebounds and assists. He had 12 boards, 6 assists. Steven Crow, 22 points, 6 rebounds, pacing Wisconsin here this afternoon. Iowa wins it in overtime, 88-86. We'll take another break. Be back in 1 minute. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Town and Country Television and Appliance is your source for world-famous Speed Queen laundry products. With 3-, 5-, and 7-year warranty options, you'll be washing worry-free for years. Right now, an offer to save up to $400 on your choice of the sleek new matte black is waiting for you. Visit Town and Country Television and Appliance next to Goodwill, weekdays 8 to 5, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Are you considering a residential or agricultural building? Then you'll want to contact Burnham Lumber of Rui today. Since 1954, Burnham Lumber uses only the finest materials to ensure years of durability. Their salesmen will work with you to create a custom-designed building to meet your exact specifications. Burnham's offers experienced crews with quality workmanship or material packages to build it yourself. Contact Burnham Lumber today for all your building needs and ask about building material packages.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m. And grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Those pull-up jump shots that are typically tougher shots are easier to make because we, you know, I put them at the free throw line in the first half to generate some confidence, see the ball go in, and they were able to make some plays. A couple rebounds we needed to come up with, you know, and obviously we left a lot of points at the free throw line, which is uncharacteristic of us, but, you know, we'll dissect it, we'll learn from it, and pick out a lot of things that defensively we just haven't completely taken a step that we need to take, and it's individual. individually across the board. It's collectively. We do it at times. Sometimes it's lineup dependent, but we knew they're a good offensive team. They're explosive. When we get a lead, you never feel safe with that. We've just got to continue to grow and be a better defensive team.
When you talk about the defense, Iowa started 9 of 12 in that second half. What do they do so well, put you guys on your heels?
Well, they with the positionless, so to speak, that approach that they take, and a lot of teams do this, there's a lot of, pressure on the rim with curls, and they got good players, and they share the ball really well. They end up with 16 assists. So, I just felt we never drew the line in the sand. We didn't have a bite to us defensively, and that's, they put pressure on you in transition, so there was some of that in the first half where they got us in transition a couple times, but I felt we never were able to really establish ourselves and dig our heels in defensively. They kept us off balance, which is a credit to them.
You guys did fight to get into overtime. They showed a lot of guts. What does that show you about what this team is built of?
Yeah, they battled to nine down on the road to get